Cork, championship's all about learning. I know you've 3 wins out of three, but you mixed the good with the bad today.
Definitely, well put, Amran. It's we started off and I'm going, right, okay, we're in shape and we're doing all the right things. And then the second half of the first half, we just started doing stupid things with the ball. Running down, we've done low wonders to go straight down the middle. You know, instead of keeping the ball, clipping it wide and getting the right men in the right places. So, stupid things, and we kind of got on top again in the second half, and we kind of let them back into it again. But you know, once we got that 4 or 5 points out, you knew we were going to be safe at that stage because we were never going to give away a goal. Delighted with the result, disappointed with the performance.
Yeah, but your 3 goal chances in that first half are potential ones, and I thought any one of them could have fairly extended your lead. But after going 4-0 up, was it a case of it seemed very easy for you? At that point, from a neutral's perspective, I was fearing for Dunlow. Is that how the wee bit of complacency sometimes creeps in?
I think, yeah, you're right there again. It's a kind of case. We stopped doing, a couple of boys started doing their own things, stopped doing the team things. We spoke about that half time, so they got that message loud and clear. I think we were far better in the second half than we were in the first half. But because we'd let them into the game, we're always trying to push ourselves away. Just complacency even there, and a couple of things there at the end where you've got a hand pass and you're standing waiting for it. Jesus Christ, you know, championship football, nobody waits for you. So look at, we're disappointed in the huddle there with a performance, delighted with the win. If we told us we'd get 3 wins and we'd be 6 points and be positive goal difference and X, Y, and Z going into the last game with a chance of getting into the top four, geez, it snapped a hand here. So maybe I'm just being a wee bit overcritical.
Yeah, well, listen, you set the standards high, work, and that's where it needs to be, and I appreciate that. I was just looking when you had 4-0 up, you're outscored 5-2 for the rest of that half, and I was saying on the updates there, you wouldn't be a happy man and you would have a few things to sort out. You started off the second half with more one fashion with a score, and of course, the goal in, Michael dropping out, was that something you discussed obviously at half time to get Michael into the game? He wasn't in it much in the first half, and then his hands were all over a lot of the good things he did in that second half once he dropped.
Aye, well, that's a strong enough win there too, so like, you weren't going to be able to drop the ball on top of him either, like, you know. So you want to get him moving, get the boys to move the ball through the hands. If he's out there, he'll be doing that. And of course he's hard to mark no matter where he plays. But I thought we'd done better in the second half. Defensively, we were far sounder as well. Donald Gallagher got a lot of turnovers. But if you look at the first half, Bren, all our scores came from us getting turned over in their half. So that's if you think to yourself like that there, then they should be ending up going dead or going over the bar for us. So we let them into the game instead of them, in my view anyway, and them winning their way into the game. So we'll sort that out during the week. And we're happy where we are. Come away from a championship match and being disappointed and with a win. So
yeah, just last question. The young and the old was looking at the score. Dahi Gilday, 4 points. Carver, top scorer with 1-3. Massive age range between the two of them, but the two of them being first class in front of goals today.
They're both redhead too, so I don't know what's going on there. I'm not saying it. No, I look at Copper epitomises everything this club is about. Since I came here, I've said it before. Like, if there's a statue they're making out there, it's him that should be putting it off, because he lives and breathes this club. And Dahi is seeing exactly what it's about. He's really stepped up this year, good young fella, but they're all over there. Mark Boner came on there, a good shift as well. When you have somebody like Shane McDevitt sitting on the bench, you know, it shows you that the young fellas are pushing through, because he's a quality player, Shane, as well. You know, he came in and influenced the game, so that's what you want too, is your bench coming in and influencing the game. Look, we're in a good position. Club's going well, everything's flying with the 13s, the 15s, and you've seen that beforehand. We get the picture taken with the boys. Place is buzzing out here. Maybe I should just lighten up a wee bit today.
Oh, that's all. Looking forward to the draw now in a few hours.
I don't really bother, doesn't matter what a thing of me who that we get. It's an away draw, so like, it's another day on the road. Whoever we get 8 points is what I want, then you're safe, then you know you're in the top four. You have a couple of weeks break. If not, we're on the prelims, a break, and we'll go out of the game. I fancy us in a knockout situation, so and so do we. So maybe it's a bit of an error just getting to there and trying to get across the line, but no, we'll be happy enough to whoever we get and play it out the next weekend.